It's 88.5 FM, Sky Daniels. I am excited. We're happy. We want to welcome First Aid Kit. Claire and Johanna are here. Welcome.
Thank you.
This really is a thrill. Obviously, an aside. I think it was, it couldn't have been that long ago. I worked at Universal, and we almost acquired Wichita Records at the time because of you guys. Just something that you may not have known.
We did not know that.
And I might have been carrying your guitars now instead of sitting here talking to you like this. So who knows? Who knows where the road would have taken us? But the road has taken you guys a lot of places. It's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the last 6 years, a lot of nonstop touring.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier, you think around 600 shows?
We don't know. Yeah, probably. Yeah. We don't keep track, but
how many countries? How many continents?
Not that many. I mean,
you never been to South America?
Never been to South America
or Africa?
Or Africa, yeah. So
there's still some territory.
There's a lot to do,
but we've been here a lot. I think 47 states.
Yeah, we're counting those.
Pretty happy about that.
See, that's good. So we'll let you play a song before we ask what the three you have not yet gotten to. We'll hold it. That's a tease.
Yes,
we're going to hold everyone in suspense.
Yes.
But it is First Aid Kit. It is part of the 88.5 FM Fall Pledge Drive. This is the kind of music that we are blessed to be able to share with you. Live sessions with great artists like First Aid Kit. What would you like to play first?
We're going to play our brand new single, It's a Shame.
All right.
Just say when and we'll say good. You cannot gain, you lose. And I, the sun's almost too bright, I cannot get it right, the emptiness I feel, and now none of it seems real. Maybe it's alright, but just spend the night. Sometimes the night cuts through me like a
It's 88.5, and we are having a wonderful time with First Aid Kit. Clara and Johanna are here. It's a Shame, the new single, which you spent time, some 5 or 6 weeks, in Los Angeles, working, writing on material, and you wrote that song while here in L.A.
Yes.
Correct.
And typically, especially when we invite friends from places like Sweden, we think that the sunshine's going to cheer them up and make them feel all warm and cuddly.
That's what we thought, too.
But it, ironically,
yeah,
it brought out a sense of isolation and loneliness.
Yes. I think the sun, just like the weather being so beautiful all the time, was like a constant reminder that we weren't feeling so well.
Yeah.
But it was like, why aren't you? Because in Sweden, it's like you have to be so grateful whenever the sun's out. So having it there all the time and then just feeling like miserable and just being like, why aren't you happy? It's sunny.
But it did, aside from becoming source matter for a wonderfully beautiful song about living in the moment, it also then made me want to jump right ahead to say, you're working with Tucker Martine, and is he working with you on an album?
Well, we can't say anything about that.
Like I stay in the moment, obviously. Talking about that singing. Now, what's next?
We know.
We probably get that a lot.
There'll be more news.
Don't worry.
Yes. More news. Well, that's good because yeah, we're in no rush. When I mentioned Tucker, he also worked with you on a really wonderful song that you wrote, You Are the Problem, which was a benefit single, which do you want to tell people about that song, which came out four months ago?
It came out on the 8th of March, which is International Women's Day.
Right.
I mean, we always knew that wasn't going to ever be part of like a record or anything like that, but we just thought it was an important song and a song that, like, we've never written a song like that. I mean, it's very political. It's, well, it was written after reading about the Stanford rape case where that guy got 6 months in prison. And there were a lot of letters that were written, one by his father and one by himself, where they were basically just saying that the whole incident happened because of so-called youth culture and alcohol. Oh. And the rape victim wrote a letter herself, and which is just heartbreaking. And so after reading all of that, it was, we just felt inspired. We got very angry. I mean, it's not just about that
case in particular.
It's about just rape culture
in general.
It literally, you know, while you might have been, no, you weren't. I mean, there was a power. You could tell that you were, I don't want to say it was an unlikely unexpected tone for First Aid Kit, but it was an unexpected tone for First Aid Kit because it was very fiery.
Well, the song called for that. You
right.
know?
Yeah, like, we kind of didn't know any other way to do it. We just, it's a really angry song, so we wanted it to.
And I think there's like angry. There's a punk record in us, you know. It's gonna day.
Yeah. See, now there's even more mystery as to what's to come. You once made a quote. It's First Aid Kit joining us live on 88.5 as we take a respite from the pledge drive and enjoy their great harmonies. You once made a quote that I thought, wow, I don't know if they're aware that might describe their sound better than anything I've ever heard. You said you grew up 5 minutes from the city and 1 minute from the forest. And I thought, that sounds like First Aid Kit. So talk to us about, you know, growing up, and when did the two of you, as sisters, discover, wow, our voices have that blending sibling harmony?
Well, we've always been singing together since growing up.
Since when?
Since
forever.
Forever. Not really there's no time.
From when we were able to sing
exactly. Yeah. But I don't think we realized just how, I'll say, how good we were, but you know,
well,
like,
I'll say that
it was something special, you know,
is a special thing. And I don't think we realized that until we found other like we found like Leuven Brothers or
Everly Brothers.
Yeah, or like Kate and Anna McGarrigle, yeah. Things like that, where we were like, oh, they sound like this for a reason, and that must be what we have too. I mean, it's just, we notice it, especially when singing with other people, because all of a sudden you have to listen in another way, where for us, it's just so natural. We can just sing, but when we're singing with someone else, we have to listen to their phrasing and timing. I mean, it's just
difficult.
Completely different thing.
So there is that inherent, that innate coupling of voices that,
yes.
That it almost, while it creates a masterful blend, there's part of it where you're kind of just expecting it to be there, but when you sing with someone else, you realize, wait, no, it's not always this natural.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the other question we'll ask before we ask you to play some more music. Yes, it's going to be the old sibling.
That's fine.
Seems like you get along. What would you say the day-to-day batting average on getting along as loving sisters versus quarreling sisters is?
It's a hard question. Yeah. I think it's different from day to day.
Yeah, it depends on our
form.
Activities.
It's more of like how tired we are. You know, if you're tired, you get more annoyed easily. You know?
Yeah.
It's just, I think we're getting better.
It's gotten better over the years. It definitely was worse before when we were teenagers. You know, yeah. I mean, in general. Can you imagine?
Teenage siblings. Yeah,
going on tour with us was not easy. You know?
Yeah.
We felt bad for everyone.
Yeah.
But we tour with like an all like English-speaking crew, so they don't really understand what... I mean, they can
tell. We switch to Swedish when we have to.
So they don't have
when
to
it gets really
it.
Rough. Yeah. Like, they know.
Yeah.
And they just walk away.
Yeah.
See, this is an advantage you have.
Yes.
That if you wanted to say that I was a complete idiot in Swedish.
Do you want us to say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
No, go ahead. Say it.
Du är en total idiot.
I might have got the idiot.
You might have got the idiot.
Kind of gave it away.
Whatever.
Well, that's not true, Joanna. Why would you say that, Joanna?
I didn't want to start any bickering. I'm sorry.
Förlåt.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You guys can talk it out without me knowing.
Oh, guess you'll be... Well, there you go.
I forget, you are naturally, or you've become naturally fluent. How long have you been naturally fluent in English?
Well, we went to an English school from the age of 12. So then we were just speaking English every day. And I don't know, we were just obsessed with American television growing up.
Friends, like I know, is one of yours.
Oh, yeah, of course, Friends and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So that was like... Yeah. Every day we just watch that, and that's kind of how we learned.
I got to take my older son to Nickelodeon Studios where they were shooting Sabrina, and he got to be on the set watching her.
Oh, so jealous right now.
But he couldn't. He was so young, he couldn't realize that he kept feeling for the glass. Like, how is she there? She's supposed to be on TV. Something to think about. Well, would you want to share another song with us?
Sure.
Of course.
What do you got in mind?
Well, it's an oldie, but as we say, Stay Goldie.
Oh, God.
It's from our record, Stay Gold.
That's
that's the pun. It's called My Silver Lining.
It's so bad.
I know.
All right.
I don't want to wait anymore, I'm tired of looking for answers. Take me someplace where there's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on, oh no, I've gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings, time raises on. You gotta keep on, keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice calling, it's calling out for me. The shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Be it for reason, be it for love, I won't take the easy road. hanging up in a hotel room. My worries as big as the moon. Having no idea who or what or where I am. Something good comes with a bad. A song's never just sad. There's hope and there's a silver light. Show me my silver lining. Show me my silver lining. I hear a voice calling, calling out for me. These shackles I'm made in the town to be free. Being for reason, being for love. I won't take the easy road. I won't take the easy road, the easy road, the easy road. Oh. My silver lining. I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver lining. I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver lining. I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver lining. I try to keep on keeping on.
It's 88.5 FM, and we are blessed to have First Aid Kit. Claire and Johanna are here sharing their wonderful harmonies, which, as I sit right in front of them, sometimes they'll hit notes where I just go, wow, that's not easy to do. One of the acts, we were talking about acts that inspired you, and obviously we mentioned some of the siblings, and you mentioned a number of great ones. But you also have talked about how one American act that had some influence on you was Bright Eyes.
Yes.
And then later you would connect more with Connor and mm-hmm. then Mike Mogus, who would produce you.
Yes.
How did that original connection get made with that, from going from fans who were hearing music in Sweden to, wow, one of them is producing a record with us?
So we were on a label called Wichita that had released a lot of Connor's stuff. And so we went to see them play live in Stockholm, he was playing with Monsters of Folk, and we went to see that, and that's how we met. And then a year later, we met Connor and Mike at ACL, actually. They came to our show. We played a little side show at Stubbs, and they came to that, and we freaked out completely.
Yeah.
I was expecting, we sat down, had a great time. No, we freaked out.
No, it was
the first time we met Connor, we were just we didn't know what to say.
I don't think we said much.
You said something about there was a chandelier in the room, and you were like, oh, that's a cool chandelier, right?
It's something like that. That's pretty much how the conversation went. And I was like, oh, I've just ruined that thing.
But then he came back, and he had to listen to us, and they loved us. And
it was, And then, now we've toured together and worked together with Nate Walcott as well.
Right.
The whole Bright Eyes, all of them.
The whole crew, they're great friends and collaborators.
I sit back here saying, I knew we should have made that Wichita deal. I knew we should have made that Wichita deal. Anyway, whatever. That's an aside. That's an insider, a little bit of regret. Talking about people you've met and worked with, most recently, you got together with Van William and created a beautiful song in Revolution. How did the connection with Van come? For those of you, Van is playing with First Aid Kit when they play Thursday night at the theater at Ace Hotel. How did you make that connection?
Well, it's kind of a long story. We toured with Van on our
2009,
our first ever tour
on Waterside or
with,
on
Port O'Brien was his band at the time. We toured in Europe, and then we didn't see each other until
we were Facebook friends. One time he met us in San Francisco and brought us gluten-free donuts, which was very, very sweet. But
we didn't
hang out or anything, and we never really did. And then we ran into him last year at a mutual friend's party, and we just started hanging out every day, basically. And
we were in LA. Yeah.
And now we are best friends for life.
Well, there you go.
And
you did, and the song is majestic.
It is. I mean, that's all him, you know. He wrote that incredible song and asked us to sing on it, and we're just super honored and happy that we got to be a part of it.
A wise and fortunate man. Would you like to play one more before you leave? Do you have anything?
We haven't prepared anything.
We haven't prepared anything. What could we play, Joanna?
I don't know.
I'm like
blanking right
now. Yeah.
Like brain freeze.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we could play an oldie, but not a steak oldie.
Yeah.
Would you want
to like Emmylou or something?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to.
Oh, well, we would enjoy it so much.
I'll tune the guitar.
Going to need some tuning.
And Joanna will tell
you. Story. No, don't do that. No pressure.
I always say that live.
I can buy time because this is our 88.5 FM pledge drive. And what this is doing for me, unbeknownst to you, is I spend a lot of time begging earnestly during the pledge drive. And as you can hear, I'm getting a little raspy voice. So this has given both myself, at least my voice, and particularly our listeners, a respite from my pleading with them to donate money by calling 833-885-8850 and showing their support.
Do it.
So now, did I buy enough time?
Perfect.
Yes, we're all
that was
good.
Excellent.
Yes. Well done. All right. Well, yeah, this is Emmy Lee.
Oh, the bitter winds are coming in, and I'm already missing the summer. Stockholm's cold, but I've been told I was born to endure this kind of weather. When it's you I find, like a ghost in my mind, I am defeated, and I gladly wear the crown. I'll be your Emmylou and I'll be your Judith. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. Now so much I know that things just don't grow if you don't bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. Every morning keeps returning at my window, and it brings me to you. And I won't just pass through, but I'm not asking for a storm. I'll be your Emmylou and I'll be your Judith. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. And yes, I might have lied to you. We wouldn't benefit from knowing the truth. I was frightened, but I held fast. I need you now at long last. I'll be your Emmylou and I'll be your Judith. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. I'll be your Emmylou and I'll be Judy, you'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. Just sing, little darling, sing with me.
Just delightful. Just delightful. First Aid Kit, Clara and Johanna, thank you for coming out. We want to remind everyone, Thursday night, theater at the Ace Hotel with Van William. There's only a couple of single seats, I checked.
Oh, really?
And, you know, for stiffs like me that can't get a date, you know, that's okay. You know, it's a good excuse to go to a show. I'm married 29 years, so I always have a date. But they're playing at the theater at the Ace Hotel. If you have tickets, you're in great luck. And we actually encourage you to acquire, and by acquire I mean buy their new single, It's a Shame, because they'd like to eat another snack, you know, as they go on to the next gig. And the next gig will be, as we talked about ACL, you're off after Thursday going to play a couple of shows at the ACL Festival.
We are, yes. Yeah, playing with Stubbs.
The road keeps going on and on.
It does.
And
it
you
does.
Keep on keeping on.
You guys
like that? I work that in too. No, it's been, we've really looked forward to having you come by, and boy, you did not disappoint. Wonderful performance today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.